All right, I'm not going to go on too long here about what's happening in Asia, but I'm going to cover some things. See, over here in Asia are dealing with this problem called China. We're right here. Well, sometimes I don't know how far the jokes go in America. Do you know the thing with Winnie the Pooh? Okay, there was this picture of Xi Jinping and Obama walking along a garden, and there had been a picture of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger with in front of a garden, white building, hill, trees, it's all there. With the hands and feet in the same position. And they look like Winnie the Pooh and Tigger sitting there watching. And someone found this. Well, isn't that funny? Look at that. Isn't that just... that's something, isn't it? Well, Xi Jinping took offense to this and banned Winnie the Pooh for that reason. Winnie the Pooh is now deemed a threat to Chinese national security. Now, that's a pretty weak, wimpy, thin-skinned country if Winnie the Pooh is a threat. But see, the Chinese don't see that because they don't have that line in their thinking of something being too ridiculous to be serious about. So China doesn't see the problem with that for the same reason that the Chinese don't understand sarcasm. Sarcasm is based on the assumption that some things are too ridiculous to be serious about. So if you say one of those things that's too ridiculous to possibly be serious about, everybody knows you're not serious because nobody would say that. It's such a ridiculous thing anyway, and be serious, right? Well, the Chinese don't have that. When they smile or joke with friends, it's rehearsed. It's very sad. It's really, really sad. I mean, sometimes I'm talking with people that are, you know, deeply embedded in engraved in the Chinese culture. Usually people over 60, and they try to have a good hearty laugh, and then I'm like, but you just stopped that laugh like before you were finished. It's not real. And I don't say that to them because I don't have all day to argue with them. Well, you can't argue with someone about what a banana tastes like if the person's never tasted a banana. The saying, don't argue with a fool, onlookers won't know the difference. Right. So I I'm not trying to say that they're all fools. I'm okay. All right. So getting back on track here before I get myself in too much trouble and lost, China's very, very thin-skinned hypersensitivity is getting the best of them, and they banned Winnie the Pooh, and they ban other things, and that's starting to irritate the Chinese people. Okay, as China's expanding, they're growing. I don't know how many American friends know that Winnie the Pooh is a problem in China. I explained the reason why to you just now. Go look up by Xi Jinping, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger, Obama. Yeah, Xi, Obama, Winnie the Pooh, Tigger. Go look it up. You might find the cartoon clip that way in the picture of them walking. Okay. Now, I want to think there might have been another picture where it was also similar. There might have been another one. Well, that's the thing. The cartoon was already made. Because it's like, this cartoon existed long before this. Isn't that funny looking? Okay. I wasn't sure how many Americans knew about Winnie the Pooh being banned in China or... It's let alone the origin of it. A lot of people in Taiwan don't know the origin of the Winnie the Pooh thing in China. They just think that Winnie the Pooh is fat and looks like Xi Jinping. Well, that idea came because Xi Jinping thought so and was all hypersensitive about it. So I'm in this art school, kind of, and someone drew a picture of Winnie the Pooh, and I commented that it was banned in China. I said, that's great, but it's banned in China, you know. And, I was thrilled. A few people actually understood it and got it. Well, there's this idea. I was reading articles. Is that, should be in the Cadence column from this past week. Go look in the links. China's not as big as they think that they are. You know how China holds American debt, right? They could just sell treasury bonds and cripple us. Well, no, they couldn't. because they don't own enough of the treasury bonds in order to cripple us. I mean, they could make a little hiccup in our value, but someone would have to buy those bonds. And once they're not being sold anymore, then our economy doesn't go down anymore. And then someone else has those bonds at a discount and is happily collecting money or whatever. So that's another thing with China. The birth rates low. I mean, the retired age population is like 70% of the people because of their one child policy, which then changed to a two child policy. But that'll take 20 years before that helps. Yeah. You know, the secret to a strong middle class is you got to have a birth rate. Yeah, that's right. You got to have 2.5 kids per house, maybe three. And then you got a strong middle class. But once it goes down, it's one of the problems with all this, you know. Well, that's one of the problems with abortion, is that it prevents the middle class from staying strong. That's one of the problems with abortion. It's flat out money. Now, you know, notwithstanding the whole murder discussion in question and mothers feeling guilt for the rest of their lives and needing counseling, that's a whole other thing. But, or, you know, maybe not, which raises other questions. But no. See, I know that the abortion thing can really be a thing, but you want to talk about abortion in China? Human fetuses are a delicacy in fancy restaurants. So try that for abortion stuff. I don't know. The lady that started Planned Parenthood had a lot of dark things that she said, and she was called an expert, but she really wanted children to be killed, so that our population would just shrivel up. And people out there have been trying to make that stuff happen, and it's been happening in China. And it's what makes China weak against America. We've got to have a birth rate. And you can't have abortion and a birth rate, because abortion is designed to lower the birth rate. That's how it works out. That's not the theory that people are sold on, but that's how it works out. That's the design, no, like it or not, know it or not, and that's how it works out. China bought into this crazy idea with thinking that they could lower their population and stand against other countries in the world. No, they're shrinking, and that's not good. You don't want a massive retired part of the population that's not working, but it's dependent on the small little tiny part of the population that is working. That's the problem with the middle class in America. And China has this problem much bigger than America does. And it really affects their money. It's a drain on their economy. It's very, well, there's no money, then it's hard to fight a war without money. There are other things too. China exports a whole lot more. So if America can deal with exports, then that really cripples them. When you get your money from exports, you're dependent on other countries. America doesn't get so much of its money from exports. So that doesn't really cripple us. Of our exports, China doesn't really do that much. So what are they going to do? That's not really going to hurt us. And China has a lot of the imports. A lot of China's stuff that they export to other countries are built using components that they imported only from America. Are they going to slap tariffs on that? No, they're not. So there's a lot here. China's way more hyped up than it really is. It's not as big and bad, but there are sympathizers. There is an idea over here in Asia that China's just too big and we just have to go along with them. And I really think that those voices in Taiwan society, they're like the Grima worm tongues, from the Two Towers, Lord of the Rings. Lord Denethor, Minas Tirith, Lord of the Rings, the third, what was it? The Return of the King. You know, he was doing this Palantir thing and he was communicating with Sauron, and he kind of wanted to surrender to the enemy. So what they do is they, when someone in the inside wants to surrender to that enemy over there, usually it's because they're in cahoots with them, and they'll tell the people, oh, they're too big, we've got to join them. Oh, it's just too big. Oh, no, we can't stop it. We're just going to, you can die fighting, or you can learn to make peace with them. You know, that type of stuff, when it's not true. Sometimes it is, but not in this situation. Not in this situation. See you next week.